November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. The local chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is providing two free conferences this month, one for medical professionals and the other for caregivers. I spoke with the Alzheimer's Association to learn what people can expect from these conferences. Your mother, your father, your favorite aunt. As the people we love grow older, the chance of developing Alzheimer's is 1 in 8. As the baby boomers age, the increase in patients diagnosed with Alzheimer's also increases, presenting medical professionals and caretakers of the elderly with the challenge of long-term care of these patients. Amy French joins me today to invite people with an interest in learning more about Alzheimer's to attend informative conferences.
Alzheimer's is a chronic progressive terminal disease for which, unfortunately, there is no cure or effective treatment. The Alzheimer's Association's focus is on the hope that is involved in the research and the support that is involved in what we can provide to the community in regard to Alzheimer's disease.
According to the Alzheimer's Association, the origins of this disease is unknown. The chemical reactions in the brain that allow transfer of information through synaptic nerves no longer functions normally in people with Alzheimer's. As neural pathways decay, memories are lost, as well as cognitive functioning and the ability to make decisions. Medical professionals are challenged with staying abreast of developments in the field of care and treatment for these patients.
On November 15th, we have a conference for medical professionals. That would be physicians, nurses, social workers, anyone who works with Alzheimer's disease from a clinical point of view. This conference, in partnership with Erlanger Medical Center, is specifically targeted toward those who are clinically involved in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease.
Are there new effective ways of helping improve the quality of life with someone with Alzheimer's?
Absolutely. We learn more every day about the importance of the behavioral interventions of the people who are caring for the ones who have Alzheimer's disease. Yes, the research in regard to the clinical approach, the ability to stop the progression and perhaps even hopefully reverse the progression of the disease is, of course, very, very important. But the fact of the matter is we don't have that capability from a medical point of view at this point in time. So focusing on the behavioral interventions we can take in helping care for those who have Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia is very, very important.
The keynote speaker for the Medical Professionals Conference is a national leader in Alzheimer's research.
Dr. William Theis is the Chief Scientific and Medical Officer for the National Alzheimer's Association. And to have a speaker of this caliber in our community is a wonderful opportunity for learning. Dr. Theis is probably the expert in regard to research that is being done on Alzheimer's disease treatment and prevention. The Alzheimer's Association, under the direction of Dr. Theis, is responsible for about 80% of the research that's being done in regard to Alzheimer's treatment and cure. So to have a speaker of this caliber is, for our community, the opportunity to literally speak with the expert in regard to Alzheimer's research. The Medical Professional Conference takes place November 15th. It begins at 8:30 in the morning at Probasco Auditorium on the Erlanger Medical Center's main campus. We have complimentary valet parking, so that is not an issue, and there actually is no charge for the conference. We do require registration, and registration can be done by contacting the local Alzheimer's Association at 423-265-3600.
Living with someone with Alzheimer's or being a primary caretaker, even if they're not in your home, that can be very challenging because as this disease progresses, eventually this person may not even know who you are.
The title of our conference for caregivers that comes up on November 28th is called Home Sweet Home. And we chose that title because home is where that person is right now. Some people who have dementia are able to maintain safely in their own homes, which is a wonderful case scenario. But as the disease progresses, generally speaking, they do require a greater level of supervision. That can mean moving into the home of a relative, a daughter or a son. It can also mean an assisted living facility or even a nursing home facility. The fact of the matter is the responsibilities of the caregiver don't end even when an individual is in another facility. The care needs are still there, and it is very challenging because as the disease progresses, it is not unusual that the person with dementia no longer recognizes their loved one. One of the best ways to connect with someone who does have that kind of memory deficit is to help them focus on the interventions they've had with you in the past. They may very well recognize a photograph of you as a child or in the younger years of your marriage if it's a spouse, but they may not recognize you now as that person. The reason for that is with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, the progression of the memory loss is from most recent. It's like a VCR tape being erased backwards, for lack of a better analogy. If you can connect with that person based on past experiences, talking about special occasions, Christmases, or reviewing photographs of experiences that you've had together and beginning to talk about and stimulate the long-term memory that hopefully is still intact for that person, is a great way to connect. The Caregiver Conference takes place November 28th. Registration begins at 8:30, and the conference goes from 8:30 to 3 in the afternoon. It is at Ridgedale Baptist Church, and registration can be done either by phone at 423-265-3600.
The Southeast Tennessee Regional Office of the Alzheimer's Association presents a conference for medical professionals on November 15th, featuring keynote speaker Dr. William Thies, Chief Medical and Scientific Officer for the Alzheimer's Association. A caregivers conference is scheduled for November 28th. These events are free and registration is encouraged. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org to learn more about Alzheimer's disease and prevention. Call 423-265-3600 for more information or to register for the conferences. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.